This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Can I just say one thing, Don?
Sure.
You're not Don.
It stands,
but it's not!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
On TV.
Ray Rowe.
Yeah. Brought to you by ESPN Sunday Night Baseball by Nissan. You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line. You already know this, okay? It's amazing. Go experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store at NissanUS.com today. And with that, we start off by saying good evening to Don.
Tom, you're going to heaven.
Oh.
It's nice. And good evening to myself.
Ah, shut up.
Perfect. And Don, we start out with some Jets news.
Okay.
Out of the gate. Denzel Mims of the New York Jets is requesting a trade.
Oh.
Quote, it's just time.
I don't disagree.
His agent Ron Slavin said Thursday, it's just time. Denzel has tried in good faith, but it is clear he does not have a future with the Jets. Denzel vowed to come back better than ever this season. He worked extremely hard in the offseason to make that happen. Still, he has been given no opportunities with the starting offense to get into a groove with them. We feel at this point a trade is our only option. Since the Jets have repeatedly told us they will not release him, Joe Douglas has done right by Denzel. We trust that he will do everything in his power to find another team where Denzel can be a contributor.
Yeah, just a numbers game, right? I mean, they've got so many more weapons now. It was going to be tough for him to make the team, so, yeah.
But, I mean, but at the same time, last year there weren't as many weapons, and they still were not interested. So there's something not clicking there.
No, but
either they don't like him, he's not what they expected, something's going on.
No, something definitely is going on, and now it's just a matter of whether somebody will trade for him. You could just release him, which they probably would end up doing if he didn't make the team, but if somebody's going to throw a pick at you, why not try to take it? I don't know if somebody will. We'll see. I'm not mad at him for it. It's certainly not working here.
Wow. No, it certainly is not. I have a lot of Dave Rothenberg audio on this page.
Really? That's good. I enjoy Dave's company.
See, and by the way, that's special because Don doesn't always enjoy hearing from other people on other shows during our
show. How do you think I'd pull?
Oh, but
Dave's different.
Dave.
You know,
take for hot take's sake, is he?
I was thinking about Ray in the shower this morning.
We're not playing any of that.
You know where you can hear Dave?
From 5 to 8, Monday through Friday.
But next week, you know where you can hear him?
Oh, right here on the K Show.
That's right. The very rare, often discussed, rarely seen, and I'll tell you what, beautifully executed when it happens, Berg vehicle.
Yeah.
Rothen, Rosen, together.
Big news, jazz hands!
So, get ready. As we roar towards the football season, you'll get a heavy dose, emphasis on heavy, of Dave Rothen.
No, Michael K.
Next week.
That's right. I'm taking
Michael,
my last
we'll be back
vacation.
A few days later. By the way, disappointing Michael K. news today.
What's that?
He put up his daily tease on when he's returning. A little surprised he went with the Brett Gardner 11 and not Phil Simms.
I wasn't expecting was Messier.
Gardy, it felt a little Yankee boy. Felt a little Yankee
boy. Well, I mean, how do you not think that? Because, again, you've got Messier.
How am I a Yankees boy?
You've got Simms. So, to go to Gogart, it would be one thing if he was only doing Yankees, but he went Namath. So he didn't feel like he was a slave to have to do Yankees. So how do you not go Messier or Sims? I thought that was kind of lazy today. Or Yankee
very
boy.
Confident.
One of the two. Is it lazy or Yankee?
It's time for Diamond Notes, brought to you by Two by London, the engagement shop at London Jewelers. We talked to Aaron Boone earlier, and he told us the plan for Giancarlo Stanton returning.
He'll DH probably this entire trip, and then he'll continue to work pregame, you know, do his outfield work to try and get back to the point to where hopefully in the next 10 days, 2 weeks, whatever it ends up being, hopefully to be an option again for us in the outfield. But initially here, it'll be all DH. You know, I'll give him some little bit of a build up here, so he'll probably play, you know, 3 out of 4 here in Oakland, hopefully at least a couple in Anaheim, and then we'll see when we get to Tampa where we're at. But he's in a pretty good spot, and really excited to get him back in the lineup tonight.
Also, if you didn't hear the program, we did quite an interview, one of my favorites in recent memory, with Daryl Strawberry.
Yeah, that was fun.
And fabulous broadcaster that Don LaGreca is. He asked Daryl about his thoughts on Aaron Judge, and Daryl had a lot to say about Aaron Judge.
I've never seen anything like it. I mean, he's incredible for his size. He's a multi-talented player, and he just seems like a really good guy. He walks really the right way. He walks with humility, but he plays the game big. I love that about him, and, you know, I love that about, you know, some of the Met players, too. Pete is learning that. Doris come back, and he's having himself a good year, you know, playing over there in Queens. So, you know, these are young guys that are in the league, and, you know, they should continue to grow and continue to play. But Aaron Judge is he's just totally on a different level than most guys. He has a high ceiling. He doesn't have a low ceiling. He has a very high ceiling because of all the things that he's capable of doing with one swing of the bat and changing the game in any situation.
That is Diamond Notes, brought to you by Two by London, the engagement shop by London Jewelers. Pick or design the perfect engagement ring to fit every budget, any of their 6 area locations. Now, Don, I don't want to, you know, parse out the words too much there. But did you take anything from Daryl saying he praised Judge for how he carries himself, the humility, and said, and then followed it, if you paid attention, by saying that's something Pete is learning?
Yes.
Take anything from that?
No, all I took was that he wanted to throw Pete a compliment.
Okay.
What do you think he was trying to tell him, that he's not at Judge's level? I mean, that, and that's clear.
Well, or maybe it was specifically about the way he carries himself, that he's learning the humility part of it.
Because they kind of came up around the same time, but it feels like Judge has been here longer. Maybe it was just the case. The way I took it was, well, now the Mets are good, so let's see. Like, Judge has been on every team Judge has been on, the Yankees have been in contention. Now the Mets are finally in contention, battling for first place, so this could be an opportunity for him to kind of be on that plateau where everybody's paying attention. But I didn't take it as a shot or a critique. I thought he was trying to bring a complimentary way of bringing Pete into the conversation as well. So if I were Pete listening to that, I think I would take it as a compliment, if that's what you're asking.
That is exactly what I was asking.
Okay.
Was there something to take out of it? You took it as a compliment. That's good to hear. We move to the NFL. The Jets and Giants scrimmaged today, Don, and we didn't hear anything. Nothing crazy happened.
Nothing that was to not... the point of the Rams Bengals.
Yes. On the flip side of that coin, the Rams and Bengals threw down. Let's hear NFL Live analyzing this.
Adam, what's going on out there?
Assault. Assault.
He's not wrong.
What Adam's referring to is, at one point during the fight, Aaron Donald had a Bengals helmet in each hand.
Assault.
And was swinging those helmets around like a deadly weapon.
Assault.
Now, according to reports, as far as discipline is concerned, that's up to the clubs.
Mm.
So, if what appetite are the Rams going to have to discipline their best player? But I don't think the NFL gets involved in like disciplining from scrimmages. So that's at least according to reports.
Well, Don, I think you made up a word that makes sense. Scrimmages.
Yeah, it was. There was a lot going on there, and none of it good.
Are you excited to know that Rex Ryan is doing Amazing Race?
Oh, that's still on?
Apparently so. I've never watched it either.
I know it's a reality show.
Yep. And it airs this fall.
It's on CBS, and it's not a critique on CBS. It's just I know from watching football, I would see commercials for it, but okay.
So you're not excited for it?
No, not. And that's no reflection on Rex or the show.
I see it as a reflection on both. Let's
Well, not maybe. All right, I'll own it. You're right.
John Harbaugh on Rex Ryan's joining Amazing Race.
Doing the Amazing Race. Well, Ingrid and Allison, and I watch that all the time. Love that show. I think he'll get lost right out of the gates. Now he's got a good. It depends on his partner. Actually, it depends if Rex wants to listen or not. You can't blitz your way out of the airport or something like that.
Did you say you can't blitz your way out of the airport?
Right. So I guess the premise of it is that it's a like a literal race across like
around
time
the world.
Zones and stuff. Right.
Yeah.
So
it's an amazing race. Jerry Jones was on First Take and he went up and in on Stephen A.
I heard it before. That stuff coming out of Stephen A. They're the ones that said you couldn't have something like the star.
See?
Okay. They always say that, Stephen A.
Always.
When you're not there, but let me tell you what they do. They come on around, and you've been talking about it. When we do make us some of that success, my friend Stephen A., and I want him there, the prodigal son, I'll have him right back. I'll bring him right back in.
We're going to receive you back.
What are you talking about specifically? What are you trying to say, Jerry?
Well, what I'm saying is deep down, you're a fraud. You're a real Cowboy fan.
Now's the portion of the show where Don tells you how much he hates Jerry Jones. Don,
well, I don't have to. I don't want to repeat myself. It'd be too repetitive, but I don't have much love for him.
Diana Rossini on Get Up, the latest on Jimmy G.
Roster cuts are on August 30th. That's in 5 days. If Jimmy Garoppolo is on this roster starting week one, San Francisco 49ers are going to owe him that $26.75 million guaranteed. A lot of money. That's a big hit on their cap. Are they willing to do it? Kyle Shanahan says they're going to make that decision and discuss this on August 30th to figure out what they want to do. The reality is they have said this over and over. This is Trey Lance's team. They are moving on from Jimmy. They have turned the page. As much as he's a great insurance policy, and he is, the 49ers want to move on. They want to move forward here. And obviously, he costs a lot of money. So is there a world where Jimmy G gets cut? We said no for months. But yes, there is some truth that could be on the table if they don't get a trade opportunity here between now and August 30th.
The Jimmy G situation, Don, is turned out. I mean, it's been kind of boring because his play is kind of boring.
Right.
But when you really think about it, it's one of the most fascinating QB situations in a while. Like, this is a guy who's been successful. Really, he's never been bad. He's only been pretty good. And now he's in this spot where he's on a team that obviously does not want him and is deciding to, take a step forward with a young quarterback. By the way, an unproven young quarterback.
No, but their guy.
So is there a place that jumps out to you for Jimmy G as a trade destination?
I don't know. Who is good that needs a quarterback? Like, you want to say, like, the Giants were, like, if you, like, Vegas had him as the favorite to get him, but I don't know how that really helps the Giants. When you're trying to evaluate your quarterback, you could just sign him as a free agent at the end of the year, right, if you really wanted to get him. Like, so that's
well, and how much better is Jimmy G than Tyrod Taylor?
I mean, I would think he's better because he has started playoff games.
So, one notch better?
But you've got a super genius as an offensive coordinator that doesn't like him. Doesn't think he can win with them. So is that just stubbornness, or does he see what everybody else sees, is that I can't win with this guy?
And again, I'm just let me clarify. I'm not saying I don't think Jimmy G has been better than Tyrod Taylor. He has been. But a trade, what are you, is he better enough for whatever you'd have to give up to get him?
I don't know. How much would you really have to give up?
I don't
know. If they can't get a trade, they're going to release him. And then
so
you
might be able to get him for peanuts.
And I'm just trying, and I think I got this right, that he would become available. Like, if you don't give him a contract, he's free. So if you wanted to just wait it out and see what happens, you can get him next year, I guess.
I think I would have taken him over Carson Wentz.
He's such a very interesting guy because there's clearly been success.
By the way, Carson Wentz and Jimmy G could not be more opposite. Wentz, incredibly high ceiling that you really don't think he'll ever reach again. Jimmy G, the ceiling is not particularly high, but you know he'll play at that level. He'll be what you expect him to be.
But, you know, these are stats that are not going to blow you away, Peter.
Go ahead. Let me see.
When given the opportunity to play, well, obviously when he got to San Francisco, all right, I guess the first full year for him was 2019.
Okay.
Team went 13-3. 3,978 yards, 27 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. And then played just six games the next year, but then played 15 games the year after that, 3,810 yards, 20 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. He's a nice quarterback.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
He's okay. All right, but do those stats jump out at you as, well, that's pretty special stuff. Now, postseason, he has played, let's see here, in the postseason, he's played a lot of postseason games in San Francisco. He's played six.
Wow, that's quick.
All right. And in those six postseason games, 131 yards, touchdown, interception, 77 yards, zeros, 219, touchdown, two picks. Then last year against Dallas, a 23-17 win, 172 yards, no touchdowns, one pick.
Oh, yeah. Sexy.
Then at Green Bay, the 13-10 win, 131 yards, no touchdowns, a pick. And then against the Rams, a 2017 loss, 232 yards, two touchdowns, and an interception. He's got a postseason rating of 74.1. Now, his best postseason game.
I can't believe, by the way, Anthony, you've had this long to pull up my Jimmy Garoppolo drop and have not made effort to use it.
His best postseason game was the loss to the Rams last year.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
Forgot it existed.
It's very old. It's one of the first big bad drops I have.
But in his six starts in the postseason, Peter, he's 4-2. So he's kind of got that like Mark Sanchez vibe to him, right?
Yep.
Where, you know, he's not going to kill you, but he's not going to help you win the game. That's why they want to move on from him, is that, yeah, he's a game manager. He's going to go out there. He'll do what he's told. He's not going to screw it up too badly, but he's not going to get you. And they think Lance is going to get you to that next level. So
Jimmy Garoppolo,
I look at these numbers for a quarterback that, you know, is still relatively young, right? What is he? 30 years old. I just think he kind of is what he is. So I don't know if anybody's going to trade for him, but they're going to have to release him. They can't pay him that much money to be a backup quarterback.
The Giants have signed tight end Tanner Hudson.
Yay!
They waived center Chris Owens to make room. Hudson's 27. He's played 22 games over three NFL seasons, only one start with the Tampa Bay Bucks and 49ers.
That is not a lot there.
Last season for the 49ers, he appeared in two games. but did not have a pass thrown his way. So I guess this is a blocking situation.
So in 22 career games, he's started one. He's been targeted 12 times. He's got 5 receptions for 67 yards. Yeah, he's a blocking tight end.
Yeah.
But maybe he's ready. Maybe that's all going to change now. Because I don't know, when I look at the Giants offense, I look at, you know, dynamic springs to mind somewhere about a half hour into the conversation.
some preseason bad news for the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, no.
Sources saying that Tyron Smith tore a hamstring from the bone.
Oh.
That sounds awful. During practice yesterday. Could have surgery as soon as today. He was a second opinion was needed. At 32, he's the longest tenured Cowboy. And it's expected that should he need the surgery, guys, a possible December return. And speaking of devastating injury news, Oklahoma City Thunder rookie and the second overall pick in the NBA draft, Chet Holmgren, will miss the entire season with a foot injury suffered in a pro-am game.
Skirmishes. I like that word.
Damn, that's a tough one, man. It really doesn't stink, especially in basketball. When you get that high draft pick in basketball and you get someone who you think could be game-changing, to not even get a look at them for a year, it's like the whole season's a waste.
Oh, that's exactly what it is.
Like, it ruins this season for the Oklahoma City Thunder. You have no idea now what you have. It's a year of just trying to hopefully stumble into other things that you figure out.
But even if you know what you have, you got to wait a year for it. And it's never good to miss that much time.
The Lakers finalized the deal to get Patrick Beverley from the Utah Jazz. Beverley had said on ESPN during one of his appearances earlier in the summer that he thought he could be the piece to transform this Lakers team and bring them to the finals. He thought he could bring them that edge, that leadership. Now, this will be interesting. Back in 2019, here's Russell Westbrook talking about Patrick Beverley's defense.
Pat Bev trick y'all, man. Like, he play defense. He don't guard nobody, man. He's just running around doing nothing. It's not, as you've seen, what happened, 47. All that commotion to get 47.
Well, now they will be best friends.
Aw. I like that. Friends.
Novak Djokovic withdraws from the U.S. Open, shockingly, because he cannot travel to the United States.
Yeah, we kind of knew that going in, no?
Yeah, he's really... I mean, I don't know what his belief system is, if there's a religious thing or what it is with this guy. But, man, he's missing a lot of prime
Well, it's a lot to sacrifice, you know.
It's a lot.
Does that make it, like... It makes it less understandable, but more honorable, I guess.
Perhaps.
Like, hey, the guy's really standing by his beliefs, whatever they might be.
Sure.
If it's religious, then we can't really touch it, I guess. If it's because he doesn't believe in the vax, I guess that's certainly debatable. But it's not like he's not making sacrifices.
Speaking of the U.S. Open, Serena Williams has her first round draw. She will face the number 80 player in the world, Danka Kovanec, either Monday or Tuesday. Now, should she beat Kovanec, she could face the number 2 seed, Anett Kontaveit of Estonia, in the second round. Now, Don, I have tickets to the U.S. Open a week from Sunday. So the first Sunday of the tournament. So that means I got to root for Serena to play on Monday. Right? So you play Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. Although, that's a lot of playing, man.
Oh, the one woman's name, her first name was Danka?
That's right.
Is her nickname Shane?
Hello. Scotiabank, this is interesting, Don, right up your alley. Scotiabank announced a collaboration with Uninterrupted Canada A subsidiary, by the way, of Good Karma Productions.
Oh, there you go.
As presenting sponsor of their original documentary feature, Black Ice, the full-length film will make its international premiere at the Toronto International Film Festival in September. And the film will explore the journey of black hockey players from the creation of the Colored Hockey League of the Maritimes to the modern-day NHL, highlighting the often overlooked and marginalized contributions to the game from black players.
That sounds interesting.
I think so.
I think there's...
I know nothing about the Colored Hockey League.
Nothing. I do not either. I at last check, and this might be going back a couple of years ago, I think there's maybe 38 players of color in the NHL, which has probably surprised some people as being a high number. But, you know, you talk about some really good players. Jerome Iginla is a player of color, and Grant Fuhr. So there's a history there.
Well, and it's certainly picking up slowly but surely, it seems.
But, you know, you got Mike Greer, who is now the general manager of the San Jose Sharks, an African-American player. So, it's slow compared to the other sports because just of the way the sport is and how expensive it is and hard to play in inner cities and all that. They've had hockey in Harlem for a long time. The Rangers have been involved in that to get, you know, generate interest. But, no, that'd be a cool story to tell. There's been a few and getting better.
That will do it for ENN on this Thursday, August 25th. Happy birthday, Dad.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.